Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 52 of Soul Talk Podcast. Episode 52 is on the new moon in Pisces. So I'm going to make this really quick for the sake of my business this week, my busyness this weekend with it being International Women's Day. It's always a pretty busy time for me. If I'm honest, I'm also quite exhausted. So I'm actually heading tonight to the Homeless Period Belfast. Well, they've changed their name to Menstruation Matters. And they always have their annual period party on International Women's Day. So I'm going to that this evening. And then delivering period workshops all weekend. So I will have some drink, but I can't be hungover. I need to behave. So I want to talk a wee bit about, first of all, the new moon in Pisces falls on the 10th of March, which is Mother's Day here in the Northern Hemisphere. I'm kind of like that. It's so significant that the new moon in Pisces falls on Mother's Day, because the Pisces is a water sign, and the water element, and Pisces is all about being in that water element, going with the flow. Pisces encourages us not to react to emotions, but observe the fluctuations of energy and sensations within the body and the mind. This wee bit of information here is actually from the previous episode on Pisces season. So Pisces also encourages us to follow the flow of the universe and trust. Absolutely trust. And it's funny, I've been actually having this conversation with people quite a bit lately, people who I've been talking to who have had to close their businesses down, people who I've been speaking to who are making big life changes, and I'm always sort of pinning that back to trust, because that's exactly what I've had to do, and not necessarily what I've had to do from I've went self-employed myself, but what I've just naturally really dived into, this feeling for the first time in my life of absolute trust. And Pisces is all about surrendering to the unknown and teaching us to be patient as we watch our lives unfold. So it's all about trust. And with Pisces being the water element, and with the new moon in Pisces falling on Mother's Day this year, and the mother and the feminine energy being, whether and let me just explain this. So your mother might not be this way, or you as a mother might not be this way, but you can be your own inner mother, and the energy of that inner mother is that feminine energy. It's that softness, the emotional, the flowy, the sensitive, the nurturing element, and being in that water element and going with the flow of life. I just find very significant for this new moon in Pisces to fall on Mother's Day in the Northern Hemisphere. So we can talk about the mother wound as well a little bit. Us as sons or daughters, or us as just people in general, whether we have a good relationship with our parents or not, we still hold and carry mother and father wounds of some description. There might be parents who over give to us materialistically, but don't give us enough love, or don't give us enough time, or don't see us. And this stuff goes right back to childhood, you know, where maybe there are instances in your life where your siblings have got more attention than you, and there could be really valid reasons for that. Maybe they were sick, or maybe there was anxieties through rearing them, or there was childbirth trauma or whatever. And so you have interpreted that as a kid as being, oh, I'm not good enough, and my mummy doesn't love me the way she loves my brother or my sister, for example. And some things that kind of show us that we do have a mother wound is low self-esteem, lack of emotional awareness or lack of emotional availability, inability to soothe ourselves when we're upset, and that feeling also that, you know, we're not good enough, or that the warm or nurturing relationships are simply not within our reach. And this can affect so many different parts of our lives. It can affect our relationship. It will affect our relationships massively with friends, with romantic relationships. If you choose to become a parent, or if you become a parent, how you then mother your children, and or how, if you're listening to this and you're a man, how you can show up for your kids with that nurturing element rather than being totally in the masculine. So and I actually wasn't really planning to talk about the mother wound on this episode. It was going to be a different episode, but here I am, just gonna give you a bit of a whistle stop tour on the mother wound, because I think it's very, 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 very relevant for this weekend's new moon in Pisces. And look, you could be listening to this in months' time, because you don't want to know about the new moon in Pisces, you want to know about the mother wound. So know that that's always available too. This episode will always be here. But you know, different ways that the mother wound can be, the ways that daughters and sons can experience the mother wound is, and I touched a wee bit on this, but if the physical or materialistic needs of the child is met, but there was no love, care or security, if there was no empathy to mirror the child's emotions or help them label and manage their emotions, if there was a bit of emotional neglect or cold shoulders, or, you know, rather than speaking to the child and saying sorry, or teaching them how to say sorry, or explaining maybe why you were upset, but and maybe just walking around the house ignoring the child as punishment for maybe their bad behavior, can cause a mother wound. If there was no allowance for the child to be angry or express what this society considers to be negative emotions, that can bring a mother wound. If the mother was extra critical, or expected the child's support with their own physical or emotional needs, so expected the child to be there for their needs. So basically, and this happens in so many homes, the child becomes the parent, which causes a mother wound or a father wound, depending on which parent that it came from. So yeah, and look, you know, our parents can suffer emotional or physical abuse themselves, and they haven't processed the trauma, or they haven't done the work on themselves, so they're not really able then to offer the love or nurturing. And other different things as well can be alcoholism, drug addiction, untreated medical or mental health conditions and stuff like that. So, and there's lots of work also around like attachment theories as well. And Mary Ainsworth is a psychologist, and she says that a child who acquires the mother wound is most likely to perpetuate this type of relationship with their own children. And this is obviously speaking on the terms if the wounds in themselves aren't healed first. So, we can all end up with mother or father wounds. I think we all do have them to some degree. With the mother wound, it's a bit more of an emotional, the father wound is a wee bit more sort of always in your masculine, always on the go, always taking action, doesn't know how to rest. Mother wound could show up as being maybe like super unproductive, no get up and go, no self-esteem, doesn't know how to love yourself, doesn't have a very good value of self-worth or self-value, and inability to get in touch with emotions, or overly in touch with emotions, so that there's a real oversensitivity there. So and we don't always need to seek this from our parents, this mothering or fathering. We can become our own parents, so we can learn how to parent ourselves and give ourselves all the things that we didn't receive as kids. So, you know, this can start to come in the form of therapy or working with our traumas, or self-care. Self-care isn't spoiling ourselves, it's taking care of our needs. So for some of us, self-care could be a morning walk, or doing inner child work or mirror work, or going to a therapist, or going to a spiritual healer, or whatever. And also a really key area of overcoming the mother wound is to look at forgiveness as well. You know, look at forgiveness in how you were treated as a kid, or how you were reared, or how you perceived how you were reared, because that, you know, your perception might not necessarily be real, but it's these core beliefs that you've stored in your mind and in your body. And you know, it's not about victim blaming, it's not about saying you know, my mommy was horrible, or my mommy didn't do this, or my mommy didn't do that, but actually realizing that she was just a human who made mistakes, or didn't get the parenting that she needed to help her be the parent that you needed. So if your mother is still alive, you can have conversations with her. If she's not the kind of person that you can speak to, you can become your own parent, and you can do all this work without her. Another key one is to go into old memories, go into current emotions that bring you back to old memories, releasing old core beliefs, or existing core beliefs, and writing a letter to your mother to explain, you know, how you feel. And also forgiveness or acceptance and letting go is a key one as well. So I do offer my intuitive healing sessions that I offer on a one-to-one basis are focused around healing the inner feminine, the inner masculine, looking at the mother wound, looking at the father wound, looking at where there's imbalance in our lives, looking at our emotional state. And it can then, we can go off on many, many other different routes as well. So if you did want to get in touch to talk about that, give me a shout. The notes section of this episode will give you the information to on where to find me. So as we know, if you've been listening to these episodes regularly, we know that the new moon means it represents death and rebirth. So the cycle has ended. The cycle ends at the new moon and begins again. So just before the new moon, in this dark moon phase, the current lunation, the whole past cycle of the moon has ended, and we're beginning now into a new phase. So new moon, rebirth, death, rebirth, and new beginnings. And I've explained about Pisces and the water element and being in the flow. The other thing to consider as well is that this new moon in Pisces actually forms a conjunction to Neptune, which basically means that it's on its way to share space with Neptune. So when planets form a conjunction, it basically means that they rub off on each other. So Neptune is the planet of spiritual connectedness. Neptune is all about spirituality, sensory observations, magic, ritual, daydreaming, fantasy, fairy tales, stories, sensitivity, and mysticism, if I'm saying that right. It's known to be the higher octave of Venus as well. So, and quite a few of my clients at the minute are actually losing a wee bit of touch with their spiritual practices that they did before they worked with me, and also that they do in addition to working with me or since working with me. And there's a lot of that is connected to this sort of darker energy of judgment and what people think of us. So perceptions, and it's about letting that go. Or looking at that, because sometimes it's not just so easy to just let things go. So we're being called at this time to really look at our spiritual connectedness, our spiritual maintenance, our spiritual practices, our daily rituals, our daily sacred practices, and all of that. So we are also approaching spring equinox, which is known as Astara on the Celtic wheel, and that takes place on the 19th of March. So we are officially going to be coming out of winter, which is extremely exciting. And I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to take you through any practices or journaling or rituals in this episode. I would urge you to get in touch with me if you would like to work with me. And yeah, we can take it from there. So have a lovely new moon in Pisces and a lovely Mother's Day in the Northern Hemisphere. Thank you.